Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All over Wisconsin and America.
Hold on. What now? What is
Women
going on?
Women all over Wisconsin and America are going, no! No,
why?
God! Don't take Lori Loughlin off the Hallmark Channel! Wait,
Lori Loughlin got dropped from the Hallmark Channel? Really?
Yes. Women are screaming all over America, I love my Hallmark movies!
Are they going to pull all of her syndication movies too as well? I hope not.
Yes. So all my 30 to 50 year old friends are crying over the Hallmark Channel. My 18 to 30 year old friends are crying over the fact that Lori Loughlin's daughter got dropped from Sephora! No! I was laughing yesterday.
Right.
I didn't even realize her daughter was a spokesperson for Sephora.
Oh, okay.
Did you?
Olivia, not until I saw the picture on her YouTube video.
Nobody knew that.
No.
So anyway, Lori Loughlin off of Hallmark Channel for good.
The college admission bribery scandal. You don't know why.
Because they paid people to get their kids into colleges that they, one, weren't qualified for.
Yeah.
Two, shouldn't have been in. And three, the kids didn't care about it.
No. It was her.
Or it was the parents paying all this money for spots the kids shouldn't even have had.
Yeah. It was her and Felicity Huffman were the two big ones.
Yeah.
And Felicity Huffman, I was watching an interview with her and William H. Macy yesterday that we're talking
know
about.
Why he didn't get charged. Frank from Shameless. Why did her husband not get charged? It's their kid.
He did not get charged because he was only having brief conversations. He wasn't as involved as she was. She was all in, making it happen, going full balls to the wall.
I think they should still be involved. Like, yes. That's how they busted Felicity Huffman was she's on tape talking about the scam multiple times.
What was creepy, Allie, is they were showing old interviews with William H. Macy talking about how he was totally down with nepotism, and if he could use his celebrity to give his kids a leg up, he would totally do it.
He thinks it's okay to just take your kids wherever you go and give them jobs.
Essentially. He was
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Give them security clearances, stuff like that.
Yep.
That never happened.
Never.
That just happened. That just happened in government. With Ivanka Trump's husband.
Jared.
They wanted to know how he got his security clearance back and nobody could answer it.
Yeah.
It was the big deal. It's that's nepotism to a T.
Uh-huh.
And they still haven't answered it, by the way.
No.
But
and
it's
they
interesting.
Won't.
So, but William H. Macy, I was dying to know why he didn't get charged.
Because he wasn't as involved. I think he should still, he knew, which makes him implicit, I think.
It's like, and he's not going to testify against his wife, so why wouldn't they charge him? It's not like he's giving them information.
If you tell me you're going to go murder somebody and I watch you do it, doesn't that make me involved as well?
An accessory,
a little bit.
Yes,
an accessory.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then not only were they paying off these people, this guy, to get their kid into college and lying about it, they were using a nonprofit to funnel the money and make a tax deductible, which makes it even more disgusting.
Trying to make it look legit.
So not only were they taking, spots from kids who worked their asses off to get into Ivy Leagues, they took spots from, kids with disabilities.
Yes.
Kids that it's unbelievable the sick stuff they actually did, and when you look at the big picture.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's privilege at its finest. Ugh. Hollywood privilege.
Sick.
You're not going to get away with it, Lori Loughlin.
Nope. Neither's your daughter.
I'm still going to watch Garage Sale Mysteries, though.
Hallmark Channel said, no, thank you.
Thank God they're all on our DVR already.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
My good news is that I get to go to the Milwaukee Art Museum after dark tonight.
Nice.
I'm going to try the silent disco thing.
Is that thing where you all wear headphones and listen to music, but you can't hear it, so you guys look like freaks when you're dancing?
Yeah, but it's a throwback night, so there's three DJs. One DJ is playing 80s music.
Okay.
One is playing 90s music.
Okay.
And one is playing 2000s music.
And you can switch to each channel or what?
You can switch to any of the three.
That's
and your
cool.
headphones will light up to coordinate with which one you're listening to. So you can tell if people are dancing to the green DJ, you can go dance with them. I want to take off my headphones and get video with everybody.
Yeah, I've seen video of those things. They look crazy because they're dancing and you can't hear any music. You're like, what's going on?
What are these people doing? Oh, they're dancing because they have headphones.
That's really funny.
So my wife and I are going to check it out. J-Matt invited us to go from our midday show.
All right. So then how, and my other question is, so then what, you just don't even talk the whole time? Is that, because that's the other bizarre part about it. You go put headphones on, you dance around, but you, how do you talk? You can't. Think about that. Think about,
I know.
How are you going to talk to your wife and J-Matt? You're not.
I know.
That's the only thing that makes me wonder.
You'll have to take your headphones off and like walk over to the bar, I guess. I don't know. It sounds interesting though. I really want to try it. So silent disco tonight at Milwaukee Art Museum after dark. That's my good news. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I went and I weighed in yesterday and I lost 3 more pounds.
Jesus Christ.
I know. So now I'm at 132 pounds. And it's crazy because yesterday she's like, you surprise me every week. I go, I surprise me every week.
Yes.
And I go, but I don't cheat. I stay on plan. I do what I'm supposed to do. I stay the course. And if you, and then when women go, I don't get it. And I go, I don't cheat. I don't lie about having 4 M&Ms on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't lie about having 2 donuts on Sunday. I don't cheat, people. They're like, when people can't believe my success, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And don't compare yourself, because if I've lost, I said this to a girl yesterday, I lost 132 pounds. Of course it fell off of me when I weighed that much. Yeah. Of course, you weighed like three quarters of, like, you know, you weigh a tiny fraction of what I weighed.
Yeah, the weight to lose is going to fall off, yes.
So don't expect it to fall off that quickly all the time, you know?
Yes, and don't put yourself in the situation where you're like walking down the aisle and
comparing.
Say, oh, look, king-size Twix are on sale. Why do you send me a picture of that? I had a friend send me a picture of that that's trying to be on a diet. And I go, what, do you want me to discipline you? No, discipline yourself.
Yeah.
Have self-accountability. Don't expect the world.
Well, and yeah, it's like you can, these women go in, they lose weight every week, and then 1 week they don't lose weight and they freak out. It's like, yes. Unbelievable. It's like, calm the hell down.
And where are you going
just
again?
Just stay the course. There's plenty of weeks I didn't lose weight. Medical weight loss and wellness.
And you're doing the keto thing, right?
Just don't give up because you didn't lose weight 1 week. I mean, that's the epitome of screw willpower, right?
Stay consistent, yes.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yes.
Congratulations, dude. 3 more pounds.
3 more pounds.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood with Allie.
All right, so yesterday in court, Jussie Smollett, again, pleading not guilty to faking a hate crime attack. It was already making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The awkwardness of what he did, now it's really making me uncomfortable because he keeps denying it. So either some crazy bombshell better come out that the police department is tricking him, or he needs to stop and just plead guilty and stop. Because it makes me awkward as he continues to maintain his innocence. I'm like, there better be some scandal here nobody sees.
It runs super deep.
Because if you really did this and you're still pleading not guilty, it's not going to be pretty for you in the end. You're not helping. I mean, he did this all to raise his public profile, all to raise his fame level. I mean, it's sick.
He has. If you think about it, he has. Right.
For 5 minutes. But what he didn't expect was celebrities that were washed up, like Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, were going to swoop in and steal his time. And that's what I love about how quickly we move on these days when it comes to stories with celebrities, is he actually is going to be screwed because we're not going to care in 2 months.
Right.
And he's not going to be on Empire anymore, and he's going to be done. So it's not, in the end, it screwed him.
They'll phase him out, and he'll slowly drift away to obscurity. And then in 15 years, you'll be like, yo, Jussie Smollett, oh, aren't you that guy that did that
fake
hate crime?
You were that guy that pretended like two white dudes beat you up, but it was two black dudes.
Whatever happened to that guy? He'll be a trivia question one day.
The whole story is bizarre.
And what's with the Michael Jackson thing you were saying?
Dude, his kids are trying to sue the documentary people because they say that it's emotional distress, slander, misrepresentation, fraud. They're claiming that a lot of it's BS, the documentary. So this is awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's his kids, so of course they're going to say BS.
Mm-hmm. Well,
As long as he didn't abuse them, and it sounds like he didn't.
Michael Jackson's estate was also doing the same thing before the documentary came out,
saying they were going to sue them if they released it.
So I'm sure it's the same thing. They're very upset and it's emotional. I wouldn't want to watch it if it was my dad. You don't want to know that kind of stuff. There were some things discussed in that documentary that were like, ugh.
You mean the stuff he was doing Wade to the little
the
boys?
That, the stuff that Wade Robson and James Safechuck was saying.
The stuff we don't want to hear that makes us cringe, so we look the other way instead of actually stopping and going, wait, there's a child getting raped.
Yeah.
Hold on. And yeah, we have to say that out loud, as horrible as it sounds, because we don't want to face it. Same thing with all the abuse in, you know, the Catholic Church. It's like people just are so horrified by it, they don't even want to look at it. It's like, no, we have to look. You need to turn around and look head on, dude.
Yes.
Look at it. That's what I want to say to people. Turn and look at it.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Yes, because it's real.
Stop acting like it's not there.
You can't pretend it
doesn't.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Makes me insane. Same thing with R. Kelly. Stop and look at him.
Look at it.
Don't keep walking like you don't see him doing this to little kids. Stop and look.
Look.
Stop and look. This is my new preaching.
This is your new thing.
Stop and look.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie?
Yes.
I know you don't have HBO, but...
I don't. I used to back in the day, but then we got Netflix and Hulu and all these other things, and I don't have HBO
anymore. I've been like sucked into these documentaries lately, like the R. Kelly one, the Michael Jackson one, and I just got sucked into this new documentary called The Case Against Adnan Syed.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting, fascinating story about this... basically, this girl went... She got killed in Baltimore back in 1999. Her name is Hay Lee. She's a Korean girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Pakistani guy.
Yeah.
And he ended up being convicted of her murder.
Okay.
So it starts with his family and like his side of the story, and he was basically, if they seem that he's wrongly convicted of it.
Okay.
So there's a woman that's been working on his case.
So it's like a making a murderer where they're saying this guy, we don't think this guy did the crime.
Right.
Okay.
Because they found her journal and her diary, and she says all these amazing things about him, how he was so wonderful to her. There's never anything written bad about him at all.
I said that about my ex-husband and then he cheated on me. Uh-huh. So hey, you would never have heard me say a bad word until that moment. So okay.
Right.
I'm just saying.
So his lawyer was like trying to get an appeal and lost the appeal.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't find any way to try to exonerate this guy because she knew that he was innocent.
They didn't have the power to get him free.
So what she did was she was like, I'm going to have to go to the media. And she was looking for people that reported on the case back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And they came across this podcast called Serial, where this one woman, Sarah Koenig, had done this podcast about the case and how he was pretty much, there was so many circumstantial things around it that there was a lot of smoke that made it look like he didn't do it at all. Because there was another man involved.
It just didn't look like there should have been a conviction if he was on trial. Like there wouldn't have been enough evidence.
Right. There was another man involved as well that they didn't even look into.
Ooh, that's awful.
So they hired like this private investigation firm.
Not even look into him.
There was so many things that were overlooked about
this
whole case.
Is this guy still in jail?
He's still in jail right now, yes.
And so HBO did a documentary about him.
Picking it up, yes.
I love it how they took a note from Netflix and like about, because Netflix's documentaries is what real, I mean, making a murderer, and I granted we're in Wisconsin, that's what made me get the Netflix. That was why I got Netflix, was Making a Murder. That's why a lot of people got it at the time, even people that weren't in Wisconsin, because it was so big.
Yep.
It made me subscribe.
Netflix
so if that's going to do it for HBO.
HBO has done it, but I think HBO has stepped up a lot since Netflix has. Because
that's what
like,
I mean. It motivated them to go, wait a second.
But this one is amazing. Like they've only done one episode and I'm already hooked
but
on
it. But I can't watch these. This was sucks.
I know.
I'm not getting
I'll
HBO.
Tell you everything that happens. I'll spoil the whole thing for you.
Damn. So wait, because you have you pay for just the app.
No, I have HBO through my cable provider.
I didn't know you could just pay for the HBO app, though, for like $15 a month.
You can.
So
just standalone.
That's good to know if people want HBO and just want to get it alone.
People that cut the cord, which we've done, by the way. We've gone to Hulu Live TV.
Do you know I'm on the verge of going to Sling or Hulu Live? Those are the two everyone's like, one or the other, one or the other. And I got Hulu for 99 cents a month on Black Friday for 1 year.
Hulu Live, we love it.
71037, you're more than welcome to text. And this is a hot topic every time we talk about it.
Or 799-1037.
When you cut the cord, where'd you go?
Hulu. My wife and I went to Hulu. It's amazing.
Heard Hulu Live is amazing. Okay, so I should just do Hulu Live.
I think so, yes.
If you already have, screw a Sling.
Because mine gets Hulu, so you get all the Hulu stuff. Like you'll get The Handmaid's Tale and all their movies
I love
and the programming.
Tale, yes.
And you get all the channels that you want to. Like a whole crap ton of channels.
So I can watch live TV.
E's on there.
From
Bravo's on there.
Any of my televisions, not just the one downstairs that has cable.
And even local channels like ISN.
Clip, clip, clip.
CBS.
You see that?
Yep.
Clip, clip, clip. What's that, Riggs? That's Allie cutting
the cable.
Clip, clip, clip.
$45 a month, man. $45.
Clip, clip, clip.
Let's say do it. And then get HBO as a standalone and you'll be fine. You'll be
there
fine.
There you go.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
St. Patrick's Day is this weekend, but it doesn't feel like it for some reason.
I know. It's on Sunday. It's such a a weird day. It was so fun on Saturday last year.
Right. You know everybody's going to celebrate, of course, on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I just saw one of my friends post, I'll be waitressing starting at 7 a.m. on Sunday. Come see me.
I wonder if everybody's going to start drinking tonight or tomorrow for Santa. You know what? It's Wisconsin.
Tomorrow.
They've been drinking since March 5th. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah. The Shamrock Shuffle was three
yes,
weeks ago. Come
I know.
On. We're on like round five of this.
Right.
It's funny.
Speaking of beer, did you hear that New Glarus, the Spotted Cow Brewers, 16th craft brewery in the whole country. Now, to put
16th? How many are there total?
Now, I don't know total, but I know in Wisconsin alone, there's 160 craft breweries in Wisconsin.
Oh, so do the math. Well, we make more beer here probably, but do
we
the
do.
Math.
On how many could be in the entire country. It's got to be thousands.
And so we're number 16, New
Glarus? Yeah. And they're only sold in Wisconsin, which I find fascinating. There's so many people
that
live
right?
around the board. Yeah, they only sell New Glarus in Wisconsin.
I guess because I moved here, I would have been drinking it. I never would have looked for it anywhere else because I hadn't lived here. That's
I have
funny.
Friends that live in like the Chicago suburbs, and anytime I go to visit, they say bring Spotted Cow. Anytime I go visit friends in Indiana, they say bring Spotted Cow. I think it's so
do
many
your
people.
Friends know Kenosha is like 20 minutes away.
Yes, they
I'm
do.
Just checking.
The state
bring
line
us,
is right there, dude.
I'm so far from Wisconsin. Please, God, bring me New Glarus beer. I'm in the north side of Chicago suburbs.
I'm not going to make a special trip for you, bro.
That's so funny.
No, but good for them, though.
That is awesome that they're doing that well.
The
and they were the only ones in that list from Wisconsin?
Stevens Point was number 22.
But
so.
No, we're like Miller and Budweiser
no,
these and all
are,
these?
No, these were only craft breweries, though.
Oh.
So they weren't like the big Anheuser-Busch, the Coors, Miller.
Nice.
Those
somebody gave
ones.
Me a drink at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which was, I got actually got a lot of drinks handed to me at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Uh-huh.
Hence why I love our listeners in Milwaukee. But anyway.
Yeah.
One of them was this Henry's Hard.
The Henry's Hard Sodas.
Thank you. That
yeah.
has 000. And she's like, no, you can have this. I'm like, I can't drink this. I can drink vodka and tequila. She's like, no, this is zero everything. And I looked, sure enough. And I go, oh my gosh, thank you. I don't want to take it. And she said what every other woman I feel like says when they hands me a beer. No, it's okay. My husband works at Miller. And then I went, okay, thanks. I swear every time a woman hands me, it's okay. My husband works at Miller. Take it.
There, it means you got it for free. Essentially.
And I'm like, thank you.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is so gross, but an acquaintance, I don't want to say friend, an acquaintance of R. Kelly's, did a whole news article, talked to Yahoo about, so they could do a news story about how R. Kelly once lugged a duffel bag everywhere to recording studios, film sets, gyms, and inside of this duffel bag, the acquaintance is a woman, by the way, said there was a collection of his homemade VHS sex tapes. He tried to keep them close to him in the 90s, but some still leaked out, obviously, because they were in a duffel bag. Hello. Turns out, they said untold numbers were copied and recopied and have been distributed nationwide through flea markets and street vendors, implying that these R. Kelly sex tapes have circulated for years underground and are still available on websites.
I wonder if they're, are they videos with him or just videos of girls? Like gross videos
of
girls?
No, they're videos of him with girls, underage girls. They're all his sex tapes. And so he would, but he would carry them in duffel bags and then I guess he lost some. But here's where it gets interesting. Do you remember a couple days ago, man in Pennsylvania was doing a press conference with Gloria Allred because he found an R. Kelly sex tape in like his house in a in like a box somewhere?
Yes.
And the man, he was like probably like 50-ish. He was African-American. He lived in Pennsylvania and he was on this news conference going, I have no idea how this tape got in my house. I literally just found this tape. And everyone's like, what? It seemed kind of weird.
Yeah.
But now that's what they're saying in this article. They're saying, well, that's the thing. These tapes have been leaked for years and gone underground. The fact that somebody randomly found a tape in a box isn't a stretch, is what this friend of R. Kelly's is saying. That somebody obviously had it and it got left behind or put somewhere and this other man found it. Because he wouldn't come to go to the cops if it was his tape.
Right. But this makes it sound like there's evidence peppered all over the world at this
there
point.
There is, and there was before with the first tape.
Yes.
So that's what's always made me so angry about R. Kelly. So, because I just can't, you know, that they've been circulating for, but that's child pornography circulating.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how many, I mean.
That's sex trafficking as it is. It's all underground. You don't know what's happening, but it's happening right in front of your nose sometimes.
Right in front of your nose.
What was you always said earlier? Stop and look.
I got
stop and look.
That's my new My new mantra for America. Yes. Stop and look. Don't you dare look away. Don't you dare. You want to look away that a 14-year-old's getting raped by a 50-year-old man? Don't you dare look. You want to look away, don't you? Because it makes you uncomfortable. Don't you dare.
Stop and look.
Stop and look at what's going on and say something.
And listen to what's going on, too.
All of them. Away because it makes us cringe. Don't stop and look. That's my new mantra.
Yes.
No, stop and look. And then if you get really mad, you go, stop and look.
Stop and look. Look at me like when you're talking to your kids. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yes,
look
yes.
at me. I'm serious.
It's
look at me.
It's the same thing when you want your kids to look at you and face it. You're like, look at
yes.
me.
Uh-huh.
You're going to face this. You're going to you're right. gonna see what's going on. We're going to stop acting like this isn't happening.
Did you eat this whole cake by yourself?
Yes
look
or
at me.
No.
Look
stop
at me.
And look.
Look at me.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey. It's Friday.
Friday, Miss
Raise
Connection.
Raise your hand if you're going to get booty tonight.
I think my hand's up.
Every married man's like, Saturday night's the night. Saturday night's our booty night.
It really is. Because
ah!
I fall asleep on Friday nights.
I was half kidding. That's just terrible.
No, I'm the one that falls asleep on Friday nights, so there's no
Doesn't
sex
Doesn't everybody?
Fridays.
Friday's yeah. like, don't make plans with me. I'm tired from the week. Saturday, I'm
yes.
ready to rage.
Absolutely, yes. This misconnection is titled, Invite Me Over Again. It's another creepy guy, I'm assuming, because it says, I'm a MWM, which can only mean to me married white male, maybe. So he shouldn't be on here.
Yeah, that's what I would have picked.
You shouldn't be on here, first
Gross.
Of all. I'm in great shape for my late 40s. A bi guy, smooth, clean, and pleasing. I stopped by your house last year.
Jeez.
You are a BM. Black
BM.
Male.
Oh.
Black male, maybe?
If you know where the guy lives, why are you on Craigslist? I don't get the... Anyway, continue.
Not sure of your status, Stupid. But as always, discretion is practiced. If you are very well equipped, as you used to be, I love being serviced by you again.
Oh, no. Something changed. I mean, what do you mean used to be?
This guy's already...
Did you meet Lorena Bobbitt and she chopped it off? What would have changed?
Dude, he's married and he's on Craigslist. So
Gross.
It was wrong from the get-go. I do
You're
love
right.
the full feeling that we
and
used to have.
And he's having a gay affair.
Yes.
So not only is he married to a woman, he's having a gay affair, which yep. is... I mean, the affair alone is like, hello.
I moved away, but now I'm traveling back to work for to downtown Milwaukee, and I would love to stop by on my way. Please send me a message. If you'd like for me to come by.
Come out of the closet already.
Yes.
Divorce your wife.
Get rid of your wife.
Stop wasting her time. Okay?
She's not going to be mad if you're gay.
No,
it's okay.
She's actually going to be like, let's be best
yes,
friends.
Yay! Right? We can go shopping together. It'll be amazing.
Set her free, dude.
Please do.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
That's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:31. It is Friday. It is that time of the day. Gibbons isn't here today because something happened with his tooth. We don't understand what happened with his tooth. You go to the dentist for the first time in 7 years, and I guess that's
you
bad.
You probably have problems. Yeah.
I am probably.
Yeah.
All right. So.
All right.
As is known across the land, across the state, live on Facebook.com/1037KISSFM, it is time Woo! For
Dad Joke Friday.
Bad Joke Friday. Yeah, they're dad jokes. They're bad jokes. And this morning we have Andrea from Milwaukee. You are our judge for Dad Joke Friday. Hello, Andrea.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it bad I'm wearing a sweatshirt and yoga pants to work today?
No. No, not at all.
You work
okay,
on the
good.
Radio, dude. Nobody
well, we're on
can
Facebook
see you.
Live right now.
Oh.
I wouldn't know if anyone was judging.
That's right. People are judging, I'm sure. So here's the way this works. First of all, you've already won because you listen to us.
Yes.
Then second of all, you've also won Lunch to Cousins subs, so
just for being a judge on Dad Joke Friday.
Not all the time, hey. But today's a special occasion because it's Andrea Day, and it's St. Patrick's awesome. Day weekend, so.
Yes.
You're allowed to laugh at our jokes. The first one to get 3 points wins, all right?
Okay. Who won last week?
I don't want to brag, but I won last week. I won last week, so.
I don't want to brag.
I will go ahead and go first for Dad Joke Friday.
And we have Andrea on the phone.
All right, Andrea. What do you do if you're attacked by a clan of clowns? You go for you go for the juggler.
But bump, she laughed at that.
Did you laugh?
She's laughing.
Yes!
Wow! Hell's got
right.
a point.
Out of the gate. All right, 1 point for me. Allie, your turn.
Oh, man. The boss texted me, Riggs. He said, send me one of those funny dad jokes. And I said, I can't. I'm busy working. And then the boss said, that's hilarious. Do you have any more?
It's funny because that's something our boss would send us.
I can't. I'm busy working. That's hilarious.
My boss is mad at me now because I sent an email about chairs. So I'm
awkward.
Trouble.
We need the Pauly D.
Yes.
Awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
Okay, well, I got a point for that. Sweet.
1 point for each. All right, Andrea.
Dad joke Friday. Bad joke Friday.
All right, I don't have my phone. My phone is being used for Facebook Live. So
yeah, okay, we're on Facebook Live right now.
Sequences. Where do beef burgers go to dance?
Where do beef burgers go to dance? I don't know, Riggs.
They go to the meatball.
But I'm bummed. No. No, didn't do it.
All right, fine.
She didn't laugh either.
No,
all
she
right,
didn't.
Next one up. Which U.S. state has the smallest soft drinks?
Which one?
Minnesota.
I laughed.
Can I say it over and over? Minnesota?
Did you laugh, Andrea?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, thank goodness.
A point for Allie.
I thought that was clever. Whoever came up with it, it wasn't me. Oh, man. All right, Riggs, you're up.
What do cars eat on the street?
I don't know. What do cars eat on the street?
Traffic jam. Jam?
Nothing.
No? Jelly? All right, fine.
Andrea, nothing?
Go ahead, Andrea.
She's like,
no.
Nah.
Sorry.
No,
she's
nothing.
Like, no.
All right, Allie, go ahead.
All right. What does a perverted frog say?
I don't know.
Rub it. Rub it.
Nothing?
I can't say it without feeling disgusting. Rub it.
All right. All right. Why did the elephant keep getting kicked out of the pool? Because he kept dropping his trunks. Oh man, we're both falling short.
I was going to say, what's the score even? I
don't 2-1. You've got one more point, you win. All right.
All right, here we go. Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
I don't know.
Because they're dead. That was stupid. And you laughed, Riggs. Unbelievable. All right. Let's get her with something good.
What did the mama cow say to the baby cow? It's past your bedtime.
She might have laughed at that, actually.
Sorry. Oh. Yeah, I'm a mom.
All right. She laughs. Tied 2-2. Next laugh wins for Dad Joke Friday.
Yes, Dad Joke Friday.
Go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
After you die, what part of your body is the last to stop working, Riggs?
I don't know.
Your pupils, they dilate.
There you go. There you go. That is the winner for Dad Joke Friday. Thank you.
We're sorry. They dilate. This sucked Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're sorry. When it's just two people and no interns, we're sorry. You get the best you can.
Our intern's on spring break.
Yes.
Jack. Uh-huh. So we'll let him slide today.
Gibbons is dying because he went to the dentist. We don't know what happened with him. Andrea, thank you for playing with Dad Joke Friday. Stay on the phone. We got to get your information to get you hooked up with that cousin's subs. All right. It's
thank
a commercial.
You.
Yeah, thank you. It's
so
a commercial
wait, did I win?
Hour. You did win. Take
I
the
won!
Batman trophy. It's all yours. The Batman trophy is yours, dude. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
All right, here's my, I'm going to give props to a local business for doing something amazing.
Okay.
And I think every business should do this.
What is that?
Let me just start at the beginning. Oh, you'll figure out what it is by the end.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a quick story, don't worry.
Okay.
I was getting called repeatedly by a business to set up an appointment to schedule something I need fixed.
Yeah?
Okay, screw it. Hudson hangs on my doorknobs, okay? I got a five-year-old. Do you have a five-year-old that hangs on doorknobs? They're annoying. They break them all, okay? They just, they pull on them.
Yes.
Like, and I'm talking, like he'll stand at a door and, push on the door and hold the handle, talking. And I'm like, get off the door handle.
Because they're right at his height, and it's a perfect height to hang on.
And then he breaks
it. Uh-huh.
So the handle comes loose. Yeah, but it's happened to, seven doors in my house now, and I'm pissed. So every 5 seconds, I'm like, get off the door.
Get off the door.
One of my favorite doors. Almost all my doors now are from Window World, right? In Germantown. You have windows from them. I have windows from them.
Yep.
So Hudson hangs on this garage door all the time, and now I need them to come fix the handle. And I told the owners of Window World, look, my son's kind of an ass, and he broke the door. It's not your fault. It had nothing to do with the door. It was my kid. But do you mind fixing it?
Yeah.
And our friends went, yeah, no problem. We'll get to it when we get to it. I said, great. So they've been calling me to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
They've called me twice now. Hey, Allie, it's Carrie from Window World. We'd like to schedule your time for they can come by and fix that handle
for
you.
Are you ignoring their calls? Are you missing
not
their calls?
Not intentionally. I'm ignoring all the calls I'm getting, right? It's not got nothing to do with them. I've got calls from a doctor I need to call back. I mean, I got all kinds of calls, right?
Yeah.
And I have a reminder on my phone that says, call these people back, yet I still have not done it. So, she texts me the other day. She texts me!
That's
the
amazing.
The girl that's been calling me. And she said, hey, Allie, on the text, this this is Carrie from Window World.
Yeah.
Does this date work for you for them to come fix your handle? And I wrote her back. I said, oh my God, you've been on my list. I'm sorry I didn't call you back, but this is genius. Thank you for texting me because, yes, that works. And I don't know why I can't make a damn phone call, but I can't. And every business, and I know a lot of businesses do text.
Yeah.
I will say, like, with my doctor's appointments, I know with, like, pro healthcare, now I get texts all the time.
I was
like,
going to say, my dentist. My dentist does that.
My dentist is amazing. Do you know what my dentist said, though?
What did your dentist say?
I was telling him when they started doing that, when they started texting, like, we have an opening today. Do you want it? You know, reply yes or no. And I'm like, oh my God. When they started doing that, I told them I loved it. And my dentist said that people complained to them that it was borderline harassment.
Borderline harassment?
To text them and ask them if they wanted an appointment because it was too much or something. I said, I looked at my dentist. I said, you text me any time you want before you call me. You can text me 7 texts and ask me if I need an appointment. I said, I can't. Only old people will complain, right?
I was going to say, it's got to be a generational thing.
Who's complaining about getting texts from a business? I would love that.
My grandparents will complain about getting texts. Like, why are you sending me a text message? Just call me.
It's got to be the old people.
Gotta be.
When he told me that, I said, they said that? Borderline harassment?
Yeah.
Get a grip, people.
They feel like it's, so, I don't know how that's harassment. But.
Well, and then, so basically, I got this whole thing booked on a text message, and then she even had to text me again yesterday and say, we just realized, you know, so-and-so's going to be out of town. Do you mind switching to this day? Even sooner than the one I had. I said,
absolutely.
Thanks for texting. And look at that. So she had called me for like a week, and she texts me, and in 5 seconds, I can write back. Now, I know that looks bad on me, but it's the way we roll these days, and it's true. I wish every single business would text us. I was like, this works for me.
It works way better.
I was thinking to myself, all these other people I need to call back, can they text me?
It's so much easier.
Can't we just text time?
Because you literally only have one question, one answer. You don't need a 5-minute phone conversation.
Yes.
Because
does this time work for you?
You know, you're a talker. You're going to get into a conversation. It's going to happen. Then you've wasted, you shoot into 10 minutes of your day.
I'm telling you.
Just send a text, man.
So thank you, Window World. And thank you to everyone else that texts me. Pro healthcare, my dentist, all these. I love it. Every business should text people about stuff. I'm telling you.
Don't call anymore.
You'd get a hold of people way more.
Mm-hmm.
Way more.
Yes, text, don't call.
Ever.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
You see who stopped by Milwaukee Collegiate Academy?
Dude, I would have lost my mind if this person walked into my school when I was a kid.
Because assemblies were always like awesome in school, remember? Like his assembly, but it was usually some guy that was addicted to drugs telling you about how you shouldn't do crack cocaine when you were like 5 years old.
Right.
And you're like, what? But no, Michelle Obama and Conan O'Brien, dude.
Stop. They literally both walked into a school in Milwaukee on 27th and Capitol. Is that right?
Yep, 27th and Capitol.
Dude, I saw this and I was like, this is so cool because, I would have freaked. And two, I love that Michelle Obama, you know, they go into these schools and just to give these kids some hope.
Yeah.
Say, you know what? Like, there are so many options for you. They need to see people like that, yeah.
It's an initiative she has called Reach Higher, which encourages students to pursue their education beyond high school. Which is a good thing to do.
And those kids need the exposure to people like Michelle Obama, who went to Harvard, worked her ass off, you know, and is very successful. And
worked her way up,
first
lady.
We were out for a girls' night, and somebody said, I have tickets to Michelle Obama. And the whole table went nuts, and everyone started screaming, I have tickets too! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
And then I was like, I hate you all. I don't have tickets. And I work at a freaking radio station. And all of you went and got tickets without me separately. I hate you all. Yeah. Like, they were all going with different people.
Yeah, she's doing her book tour. She was at the Miller High Life Theater. Sold out crowd last night.
Well, of course. And then I can't believe Conan O'Brien moderated it because he doesn't do that everywhere.
Nope.
Somebody wrote on Facebook that it was like some random in another city that nobody knew. So the fact that we got Conan in Milwaukee was actually a big deal.
Well, it put the spotlight on it as well, which made it a big, huge, huge story. Yes. Yeah, so Michelle Obama stopped at Milwaukee Collegiate Academy. They got the assembly of their lives yesterday. Right?
I always see her gardening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.